French.
Thanks, this is awesome.
Saturday. Normally I would be out with my girlfriends, getting drunk, having a girls' night. Just doing that, hanging out. Really love going out with my friends. I think the worst part about getting drunk with a bunch of girls is when you're drunk and it's like 3 a.m. and you want to go eat. Have you ever tried to get a group of drunk girls to walk from a bar to a restaurant? It's like herding drunk, retarded sheep. First of all, nobody knows where they're going. Everyone's freezing because no one brought a jacket. It's so chilly. I'm chilly. I'm chilly too. I'm cold. I'm eating grass. I don't know. I have to pee. I have to pee. I don't have solutions, just problems. Every girl's got the one friend that's filthy and she has no issue with peeing behind a dumpster. She's like, I'm just gonna be here. Will you block for me? You're running interference. Like, don't look at her sheep vagina. She's just peeing. Who's looking at that? Like, what dude's driving by? Like, oh, this night's so, whoa. Is that a fat drunk chick peeing on garbage? Everybody has that one friend that has a poor moral barometer. She'll get in a car with anyone because it looks warm. And she rationalizes why he won't hurt you based solely on the way that he's dressed. Girls do stupid things like this. Like, he's not gonna hurt us. He's a good guy. He's wearing a Canadian's jersey. It's fine. Penguin's jersey, watch out. Pittsburgh fans in the audience in Montreal? Whatever. One, get her. We found her. Everyone's drunk, everyone's freezing, just cold. No one knows where they're going because we're all relying on girl GPS. Which pretty much consists of one girl doing this. I feel like it's this way. So you're freezing now. Now it's a half hour later. You're cold. You don't know what to do. You got the one friend that brought a jacket and she had it in her bag. She thought ahead because she's like 2 years older than the rest of you. You don't know why she's friends with you. It's weird. Got a hobby. She shoved it in her clutch and she's been carrying it all night. Like, I'm going to have a jacket. They're not going to know. And you hear her take it out and it's like gophers. Like, we can all alert each other. Like, you see, Amber has a jacket. You go over to her. You're like, Amber, can we just borrow your jacket? Can we share? Can we share the jacket? Can I just put my... Can I just have like one sleeve? Can I just put it... I promise you no one's ever beaten hypothermia by sheathing one arm. Like, you're gonna, and you try, and she lets you, right? So now you got both your arms in the sleeve, and the second you do that, you go from being cute, girly, unassuming sheep, and you turn into this just three-armed, four-legged monster just walking down. Let's get cheesecake. Table for five, make it six. Becky's bringing her butt. Thanks so much, Montreal.
Have you guys been watching this AIDS doc?
a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Liam Burke Show. After the madness of the last number of weeks, I'm sure you're glad to hear me back to some sort of normality. But then again, what is normality with me, Liam Burke? Well, you, I'm sure, if you've been listening for the last 7 years, wow, 7 years, it's hard to believe it. Yes, I've been doing this for 7 years. But over the last while, Halloween is my time of the year. And remember, horror is not just for Halloween. It's for the whole year. yes, and then I kind of took an unforeseen break. And what happened was the electricity went in the house here that I'm in. And it was gone for 2 days, so I couldn't get things up and running. And I wasn't able to get to do the show last week. And that's why I had a week's break, which sometimes is not so bad to have a week's break. And especially after my time of horror that I was running around the place doing. I'm sure you've seen the videos on Faceache, and I had them there. Yeah, so I've a lot going on now, and I've a little treat as well coming up. So that'll be in the next couple of songs. And what else have I got for you? Oh yeah, the kicking off the show, we've Isla Scherzinger with The Worst Part of a Girl's Night, and then Santana just there with Aqua Marine. Now it's time for some Jefferson Airplane, and this time around we've got Wooden Ships.
Supposed to be silver people on the shore.
There you go, Jefferson's airplane. I was going to say Jefferson Starship, but it is technically is what they went afterwards. Jefferson airplane and wooden ships. Now, I did tell you I had a little treat, and I'm doing this kind of treat thing. What's this all about now? I'm coming up. I just have to get rid of some of this stuff that's on my page at the minute. Please get rid of it. Why it come up, I do not know. We have to try and get rid of it here. I don't know where it's at coming from. I'm not getting rid of everything now because I've just been so silly with stuff, but I'm going to have to play you this and then try and work on getting back what I just had because I'm not making a mess of it. Not like me to make a mess of it. But in the meantime, here is back several years ago, a very kind lady from Battle Creek in Michigan. Battle Creek, Evie Diamond. Evie went to a yard sale and she picked up several vinyl albums for me. And I had some at home as well. And I decided that I wanted to someday play some vinyl music on the show. And within the last couple of weeks, I'm out of picking up a record player. So just for you guys, I'm going to do two songs this week on the vinyl piece, and I'm going to play that for you. So I'm going to play one now, and obviously I'll play one later on, but let me do this just first.
It's time to step back in time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show.
The pain.
There you go. That was the Doors and Shame and Blues off the album Weird Signs, Weird Scenes Inside a Gold Mine. That was one of the albums that Evie got me at the yard sale, and I'm so happy to play it. And if you listen real closely, you can hear the crackling of the record player. It's unreal that that now, what do you call it, so many years later, we were looking to get rid of them years ago because we'd always thought they'd be there. They are there back again, but they are on a serious price at the minute. I think 40 or 50 euro per copy of an album now. And there's a new place, as I said a couple of weeks back, that I had found in, where I was in up in Dundalk, no, Carlingford, and I found it up there, and I decided, yes, we'll go in there and have a look. And I did have a look, and when I was up there, the records were between €5 and €22 was the dearest, but the original records that's there, not the new pressings of them now. And it's fantastic that I can play that again. It's just so good listening to records again, not compressed, and just, you know, I wanted to play them for you. So as a treat, each week I'm going to play a vinyl from the record. Song from the record, and I'm going to play it. But this week I'm going to play two songs because, yeah, I suppose just because I can as well, and not alone that I just wanted to give you a little treat this week after suffering for the whole month of October with me, and as well as that, I've got loads of albums there. I'm just going to pick from them, and then I'll play them for you each week. So we've won later on again. And lots more besides. So I do hope you enjoy that. And I do want to thank Evie over in Battle Creek for sending me them vinyl records many moons ago. So I have them there. So a lot more to come over the next number of weeks, the next long time. So you're stuck with it for now. It's Vinyl from the Vaults. Anyway, here is Glenn Hughes with Catch the Rainbow, featuring Craig Goldie, Rudy Sarzo, Scott Warren and Simon Wright. We
When evening falls, she runs to me. She loves me, yeah. To catch the
There you go, that's the Zombies and Time of the Season. And some people say, but that's kind of a Halloween-ish thing. It's not. Time of the Season is every season, every day. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played you a new track from a guy by the name of Jordan Dennis. And I want to give it a spin again. Jordan is up there in Monaghan. Jordan is a Dublin man living in Monaghan, living in Castleblaney at the minute, and has this track out. So go and check out Jordan's page on Instagram, King of the Strings, or Jordan Dennis Official, and you will be able to purchase the song there. Here is King of the Strings from Jordan Dennis. There you go, King of the Strings by Jordan Dennis. Go check it out on Instagram at Jordan Dennis Official, or else King of the Strings. Go check it out on Instagram and go buy the song. Even better again. And let's keep great music alive. Now, what have I got for you? Oh, yes, I have some comedy now. And this time around, I've got some comedy from Paula Poundstone with America Is Not Tolerant.
Nice. I don't know if you even know what you have. It's so nice. And I don't understand why it doesn't drip down into the United States. But somehow it doesn't. That line there is very firm. Which our priorities are different. Frankly, where I live is mean. I got in a fight the other day over a parking space at the Museum of Tolerance. My family were atheists. They're not particularly tolerant of that where I live, I must say. The good thing about being an atheist is that we have no mandate to convert anybody. So you're not going to wake up on a Saturday morning with me at your door. I never go like, ding dong, just stop by to tell you there is no word. Just brought along this little blank book I was hoping you'd take a look at. Even my kids get upset with me because we don't celebrate Easter. I say to them, first of all, it's not a part of our religious beliefs. And second of all, you don't like eggs. And thirdly, you don't look for anything. Happy Easter. Go find your socks. I have three kids. I have a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and I hesitate because it changes. I just showed him the other night the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I said, Mommy seems good, doesn't she? Because I think against that backdrop, I really shine. My 10-year-old is a 10-year-old boy. He's adorable but nutty, violent and wild all the time. Except for about 2 years ago, he got the flu, and he had 104.6 temperature. Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Everything was, please, Mom, I love you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. It was so hard to call the doctor. I called. I said, is there any way we could just half the prescription? Keep him at like 102. Nothing that would do brain damage. Just, he's wild. He's totally insane. I had to help him do a report this year on a black mamba snake. And it was agony helping him do homework. It occurred to me halfway through the project, it actually would have been easier to help a black mamba snake do a report about my son. I was riding around in vans today that had doors that you pull out and slide, which I love. I have a van that, it's too fancy for me. People should design cars that aren't good drivers, like I'm not a good driver. Mine, the door opens with a blippy thingy, and that's much too hard for me. It does it automatically. My van also makes a beeping sound before you crash into something from behind. This is such a stupid feature. I didn't know that. The last thing I said before my last several wrecks was, what the hell is that noise? And it cuts off the CD player so that you can hear the beep. Well, I wouldn't have been in a wreck if I wasn't trying to fix a CD player. The kids make fun of me. I can't get the van doors open. So there's days where I push it a couple times. They say I'm not doing it right. I'm pushing it. What else am I supposed to do? There are days where I have not taken them to school because I couldn't get the van door open. So we just go back in the house and wait. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you'll hear like, and I go, get in the car.
Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
So you wanna be a straight shooter, baby?
Now when you're gone, you put a smile on your friend's face.
Yeah, there you go. That's the Georgia Thunderbolt and Walk Tall Man. Now, over the last, well, a long time now, I've been listening to ABC Perth, which is a kind of an afternoon show, but I do listen to it in the morning, of course. And they played this piece that they were, he was trying to annoy one of the girls that worked on the show with him, but it hasn't really annoyed him. And some people have talked about it and said, yeah, it's a great song. Some said no. I'm going to play it for you, but I'm going to give you a little bit of, there's very little detail on who they are. It's a band called Wet Leg. They are a British musical duo from the Isle of Wight, consisting of Rhiann Teasdale and Hester Chambers. That's about all I know of them. He played this song. They have a song out called Wet Dream as well. You want to go check it out? You feel free to do that. This one is called Chaise Long, and it's from the band Wet Leg. Have a listen.
Long.
There you go. That's a band called Wet Leg from the Isle of Wight. Do check out the video, though. Chaise Long is the song. Check it out. And they've also got a song called Wet Dream, which I haven't listened to yet. So I'm sure someone wants to check that out first. That's quite easy. It's quite okay if you want to check it out first. Now, what else we got? Oh, yes. A little bit of Rush with Working Man.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Rush and Working Man. Now I want to play this. It's from a cabaret in Nashville. It's Gary Mule Deer. He was on. I think he was on Ray Stevens. I think. But here is Gary Mule Deer. Anyway, have a listen.
Just walking around the parking lot. It's windy out there. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell in. A couple of months ago, checked into a hotel. There's a Bible beside the bed. I opened it up. There's a message inside that said, if you are an alcoholic, if you think you have a drinking problem, please call this number. I called it. It was a liquor store. Let it out, folks. Doesn't get any better. My grandpa used to say, listen, if we all liked the same things, everybody would be after your grandma. Grandpa used to say some weird things. One time I said, Grandpa, what's the quickest way to get to the lake? He said, you're walking or driving? I said, I'm driving. He said, that's the quickest. Make fun of Grandpa. Actually, he was pretty successful. He was a veterinarian and a taxidermist. The sign said, no matter what happens, you'll get your dog back. You guys are all right. Want to go to Denny's later? Took Grandpa to Denny's one time. The coffee was cold, eggs were runny, the hash browns were soggy, the toast was burned. As we were leaving, Grandpa turned to the cashier and he said, my compliments to the photographer. Grandpa really hated Grandma's cooking. He said it got so bad there for a while, all the flies chipped in and got the screen door fixed. You guys are all right. It's turning out much better than I thought it would. My name is Gary Mule Deer. It's not my real name. I changed it. My real name's Elizabeth Mule Deer. All right, here we go. This work a test? Test check. 1, 2. Old couple walking down the street. Pigeon flies over. Lets one go. Hits the old man right in the forehead. The old lady says, geez, I wish we had some toilet paper. The old man said, what the heck for? He must be half mile away by now. Stuff works better down here. Guy walks into Sears with a seeing eye dog, goes into the men's department, picks up the seeing eye dog by the tail, starts swinging it around his head. Manager walks up, says, can I help you? He says, no, we're just looking around. Well, since my memory left me, I've found a new place to dwell. It's down at the... So this burglar is going through a bedroom. He hears this voice over in the corner say, Jesus is watching you. He turns around. There's no one there. Starts to unplug the television. He hears this voice again. Jesus is watching you. Takes out his flashlight. Over in the corner, there's a cage with a parrot in it. Burglar says, was that you? The parrot says, yes, it was. The burglar says, well, what's your name? The parrot says, my name is Moses. Burglar says, what kind of a family would name a parrot Moses? Parrot said, the same family that named our Rottweiler Jesus. Like dog jokes, huh? Great. Dog walks into a bar, climbs up on a bar stool, says, I'll have a beer. Bartender says, that's amazing. You should be in a circus. Dog said, why? Do they need electricians? It's a musician's joke, right? So this teacher is talking to her students about whales. She said, although a whale is a very large mammal, it has a very small throat, incapable of swallowing a human being. Little girl raises her hand and says, well, what about Jonah? He was swallowed by a whale. Teacher said, once again, large mammal, small throat, no danger whatsoever to human being. Little girl says, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. Teacher said, well, what if Jonah went to hell? Little girl said, then you ask him. Whoa. This couple's walking down the beach, 60 years old. They're celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary. a genie appears, says, I'm going to give you each one wish. Takes the wife to the side, says, what's your wish? She said, you know, I've always wanted to travel the world for a couple of years. Just like that, fistful of airline tickets, helicopter arrives to take her to a cruise ship. Genie turns to the husband, he says, what about you? He says, you know, I've always wanted a wife 30 years younger than me. And just like that, he was 90. So I guess I better close real quickly here. Mother walks into her son's bedroom, says, get up, it's time to go to church. He said, I'm not going. She said, get up and get dressed, you're going to church. He said, give me one good reason. She said, I'll give you three. Number one, I'm your mother. Number two, you're 52 years old. You've been living here ever since you got out of high school. And number three, you're the pastor. Thanks, you guys. You're incredible. Now,
I'm always gonna worry.
Ozzy Osbourne and Flying High Again. Like he was always flying high. Now, William, we see what we've got. Oh, there's more comedy coming up, and I've also got lots more music still to come, and another track on our vinyls from the vault. And here is a track, not from the vault, but it's from YouTube. It's Scandal, The Warrior by Paddy Smith, or featuring Paddy Smith. There you go, that's Scandal and The Warrior featuring Paddy Smith. That's from way back in MTUSA days, way back in the 80s when we used to sit around on a Sunday afternoon for 3 hours just to watch music videos. Here is more comedy, this time around from Sarah Millican, and it's How to Be Sexy.
But I turned 36 last year, and for the first time ever, and I've no idea why it's popped up now and hadn't popped up before now, but for the first time ever, I feel sexy. I've never felt sexy before. I think it's because I feel like I'm in control of things. I feel quite confident. Figure-wise, I feel quite womanly. I think I'm aware of my flaws, and I've accepted them. And anybody who doesn't can fuck off. get my eyes tested. Appear to be quite attractive, but I get these fuckers checked out. I've been wearing glasses for 30 years, and the last time I had them checked, she said, you need some new lenses. And I thought, I'll treat myself to some new frames. I'll treat myself. And I got these ones. I don't know if you all see them at the back and upstairs. They're sort of a half frame, and I got them primarily because they look a little bit headmistressy, don't they? And I thought, wouldn't it be good to have glasses that you could wear in the bedroom? Because if you don't wear glasses in the bedroom, you can't see what you're tugging, can you? So I've been trying to think of some headmistressy things that I could say that might help the mood, you know. And I've come up with two. And I thought before I try them out on my boyfriend, maybe I could try them out on you lot, if that's all right. So this is the first one. See what you think of this. I do like the idea that I can forewarn my boyfriend that I'm about to be sexy just by moving me glasses. Brace yourself, pet. So this is the first headmistressy thing. See what you think of this. If you finish that book, I'll give you a toffee penny. Okay, there are pockets of people that like that one. Not everybody does. That's fine. That's fine. This is the other one. See if you like this one. Go and get some sand. Brian's been sick in the hall. That one seemed to work. Good. Oh, thanks for your input. I'll try that out on him tonight. But I am getting much better at dirty talk. I used to be rubbish at it. I've just had a bit more practice, that's all it is. I still mostly stick to the classics. And I mean the things people always say. I don't mean like Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Please, sir, can I have some more cock? But I've been ad-libbing lately and I've come up with a new one and I sort of want to share it with you because you're such a nice crowd. Now, I don't mind you using it. That's why I'm telling you, it could all do with an extra line in the bedroom, couldn't we? But do us a favour, like, if you see me at an orgy, just remember it's my fucking line, okay? Well, to be fair, you're unlikely to ever see me at an orgy because I've only got a flat and I think you've got to have a house, haven't you? I'm not really very well equipped for having a lot of people around. I've only got four mugs. There's certain things I wouldn't want to have to explain away to my landlord. I don't know whose spunk that is in the carpet. It's not mine. Somebody must have trodden it in. So this is the line. I feel quite nervous now because I have genuinely said this during sex. I feel like I want to stand behind the curtain. Now, I'm going to say it, but I need to sort of... I kind of need to get myself in the moment, you know? Just bear with us a tick. That's all it'll tick. Taller than he actually is. Looks like I'm shaking his fucking hand. And the line is this: get it in, get it in. I've shaved everything, don't waste it. Write it down. It's another good one. If they're trying to do foreplay on you, but you're going to miss your train. Just shout, stop faffing. It's very effective, very effective.
Hello, it's Sarah.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Tomorrow. Take my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you. Where what's to be, they say, will be.
I guess the wind has been sailed away. Leave the day way up high in the sky. And low, but the wind won't blow. We really shouldn't go. We only got to show.
Say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
I catch the wind, see it's been sailed away. Leave the day way up high.
There you go, that was Led Zeppelin, and What Is and What Should Never Be. And before that, it's Sarah Millican with How to Be Sexy. Now, I want to play this because we're coming toward the end of the show. There's a couple of tracks still to go, but I want to play this for you, just a special because I'm going to do one a week, but I've decided this week to do two. My very first was, of course, The Doors from Weird Scenes Inside a Gold Mine. It was Shame and Blues, and this one is from Agent Provocateur from Foreigner. It is That Was Yesterday. So have a listen.
It's time to step back in time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show. There you go, that was Foreigner, and that was from the album Agent Provocateur, and it is, of course, Vinyl from the Vaults. And I'm going to play some of them, probably a track or so every week, so do stick around and have a listen. And if you, well, see, you don't know what I have, so I can't ask you to pick, but I've loads coming up, Vario Speedwagon, I've a Foreigner again, I have a couple of Foreigner albums, I've Led Zeppelin, I have Mama's Boys, I have Winter's Rain, and I've singles as well. Do you remember the 7-inch singles? And I've the vinyl records, and I have what else? Yeah, a lot of Mama's Boys. I have wow, look at there's so much there at the minute. It's hard to know. And I bought Oreo Speedwagon. I bought Gary Wright. I bought David Bowie there recently in Carlingford as well. So lots and lots of great music still to come on vinyl over the next couple of weeks. So you'll have to stick around to hear
what's going to be played. Here is Susie and the Banshees with Spellbound.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends spinning. You have no choice.
And the Banshees and Spellbound. Now, nearly time for me to get out of here, and thank you for joining me for this week again, even though I took a week's unauthorised break. It just wasn't to be last week, and look at, sure, what harm was it? Anyway, it's time for me, Liam Burke, to sign off on the Liam Burke Show, wishing you a safe and happy week, and I'll see you all next week if you're around. And don't forget, there's going to be another Vinyl from the Vault next week. I'm going to leave you with this week with Heart and Never. Till next week, take it easy. See you all very soon.
Baby, I'm talking to you. somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love.